praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm always excited to be in your midst. Anytime I have the opportunity to stand before great men and great women of God, it's always a pleasure. Amen. All right. Before we look into the word, let's just have a short prayer. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we bless your holy name. We worship you. We give you all the glory. Father God, as we're about to minister the word, Lord, we ask that you touch lives. We ask that you use us mightily for your glory today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We're talking about an essential topic today that is very important in our daily lives. Praise God. So today's topic is going to be about significance of our faith. Praise God. Significance of our faith. If we don't want to use the word significance, we can put in importance of our faith. Praise the name of the Lord. And then our anchor scripture will be on Hebrews 11, verse 1, and then to 11 to 12. Now we start from Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I notice that every day of our lives, we wake up believing that we're going to see the following day. We sleep at night and believing, having faith in God, that we're going to see the following day. And then the currency we use in doing business with God is our faith. And then the question you need to ask yourself is that, do you have faith in God? When you're going through the storms of life, when you're going through challenges, when you're going through persecutions, when you're going through a lot of challenges, the question is, who do you run to? Who do you run to? Many of us have put our faith in material things. Many of us have put our faith in connection. Many of us have put our faith in friends. You see people so much, they trust their friends. Many of us have put our hope on different things. But the scripture is telling us today that we should put our hope, our faith in God. Because even in times of tribulation, He is always there to save you. The Bible says, He is the same yesterday. He is the same today, and He will still remain the same what? Forever. He never shake. He never shakes. He's always there. So we're going to be looking at the first, we're going to be looking at one, a timeless faith. Timeless faith. The question is not if we have faith. Everyone has faith in God. Yeah. Every one of us have faith. Even the unbelievers, they have faith. But will their faith hold the test of time? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Will their faith hold the test of time? Like I said earlier, some of them have faith in their abilities, in what they can do.
Yeah.
They so much believe in what they can do. But the truth of the matter is, it won't last. It's just a test of time. Everyone has faith. But the question is, where is your faith anchored on? Where is your faith anchored on? We're going to be looking at examples of men in the scripture that had faith and God blessed them. God blessed them greatly. And then under the timeless faith, we have faith in Christ is imperishable. When you put your faith in Christ, it's imperishable. Yeah. is imperishable. It cannot, when you put your trust in God, it cannot be destroyed. Like Jesus said, that we are to put our treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot destroy or the thief cannot steal. I want us to do an illustration. The clothes you bought 5 years ago, is the clothes still today? You notice that when you keep the clothes you bought 5 years ago, you put them into the bag. You notice that maybe moth, rot would have destroyed that clothes. And it's not the same as 5 years ago when you bought the clothes now. You understand?
Yeah.
And that is why you need to store your treasures in heaven. Praise God.
Amen.
You need to store your treasures in heaven. You don't need to rely on material things. What I'm putting on today, in the next 5 years, it's gone. So let's learn to store our treasures in heaven than here on earth. Many of us are being moved by material things, are being moved by the things of the world. Life is changing, things are moving, but we need to hold firm to the world. We need to hold firm to our faith. Let our faith not be moving. Let our faith be firm in Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. If our faith is set upon the things of this world, then our faith will perish. It will perish. When you put, that's why it's the same, like I said yesterday, is the same today. It will still remain the same forever. Praise God. Countless kingdoms have come and fallen. So many religion, they've come and they've gone. They've come and they've gone. Economy have been built and destroyed. Just COVID-19, they just came. Look at many countries, their economy has crumbled. They rely so much on their economy. But we see a whole lot are going on. Literally, people can't feed because they rely on people to live. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Nations have been established and vanished. And all is left of us in the kingdom around. You can see in the museum. Only the kingdom of God has remained constant in the past 20 years. 20,000 years.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God remain at the same is the sure foundation. It's the foundation I've known since when I gave my life to Christ. He remain at the same. He never changed. He's the same Jesus in Scotland, is the same Jesus in England, is the same Jesus all over the world. He never changed. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is why we need to put our faith in God. Praise God. And part B says, our faith will be uncorrupted. When you put your faith in God, your faith will be uncorrupted. Yeah. We have no doubt that the phrase, absolute power corrupts absolutely. When you put your faith in power and things of God, you notice in the things of the world, you notice that over time, pride comes in, price setting, and your ego setting, because you put your power in the things of the flesh, in the things of the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible is trying to encourage us today that we should learn to put our faith in God. We should lay hold on the scripture. When we are going through a lot of tribulations, when you're going through a lot, learn to run to the world. Is the only sure foundation. Yeah. But Christ has no sin. Our faith is in the power of God. God has absolute power. But it is uncorrupted. There's no pride. There's no ego. When you run to God, He's always ready to help you. He's always ready to draw you closer. He's always ready. There is no pride, there is no ego in the power of Christ. in the scope of eternity, Jesus is the only person who has absolute power. He's the only person who is able to save us. When you run to the devil, he gives you condition. He gives you this and he gets this back from you. He gives you this and he gets it back from you. But when you run to Christ, like I said last week, it's wholeness. You get all in total package. Praise God. Someone shout hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Yeah, then under the sea, you say, our faith in Christ is unfading. Unfading. Yeah, I've known a whole lot of people who have been moved by the trends of this world, the things that go around of this world. You notice that it's just temporary. It's temporary. Over time to go, to fade away. It's temporary. Praise God. Yeah. You jump from one trend to another trend, the latest trend. You notice that those things don't last just for a while. Go to fade away. It will just fade away. Praise God. Hallelujah. They jump from new things, from one thing to another. We need to look at an example from the scripture. Jesus is always the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the name of the Lord. Then let's look at Hebrews 11 verse 2. We've come to understand what faith is all about. And so he said, For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. And 3 said, by faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of God. The world were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things. We're not made of things which are visible. I could remember vividly well when I was in university, and then literally there wasn't so much to feed on, so much to cater for myself, and then so much to send myself to school. And then my friends do call me that I like exercising faith. Why is it that I like speaking positively? And then I could remember really well when, you know, my friends would come to my house and then they were like, what do you have in your house? And literally I have nothing. Nothing is in my house. And then I would tell them that, okay, go check the pots. There's food there. And then they go check the pot. There's nothing there. They were like, why is it that you're always exercising faith? I say, don't worry. Food will come. I said, just have faith in God. Just have faith in God. And I noticed that over time, it has helped me a lot. Because I learned to put my faith in God, even though it's not easy. But I learned to put my faith in God, because over time, it has helped. It's just like a seed that you put in the ground. And then over time, you keep watering the world. You keep watering it, you keep watering it, you keep watering it, you keep watering it, watering it. Over time, it grows. It grows. It grows. It grows. And then it springs forth. It becomes like a tree. Hallelujah. Yeah, and that's why we need to learn when we are being faced with challenges, the storms of life, is you ask yourself, why me? Why me? You need to confess the word. And that's why you need to build your faith on the word. Yeah. Don't run to men. Run to God. Run to Him. He's always ready to help you. It's just one word. Just one word from God is enough to solve your solution. Just one word and you're good to go. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then the tool is tested faith. Faith that has been tested and trusted over 20,000 years ago. Praise the name of the Lord. Our faith must be anchored in the timeless nature of Christ. But the question is, how do you know that a faith in Christ will hold during the storms of life? How do you know a faith will hold in the storms of life. He has not failed. He has not failed us. Men will say, God has failed me. And then I'll give you examples of people who has run to God, who ran to God, and God has helped them. The scripture doesn't lie. The scripture is the same yesterday. It's the same today. It will remain the same forever. Who the scripture has helped them. We're going to be looking at men of faith in the scripture. So, because there is no ordinary faith, it is a tested faith. Countless people have placed their faith in Christ and found the anchor hold. Yeah, many have placed their faith in Christ and you get results. Get results. Yeah, when you lay hold on the word, you get results. You do the right thing, you get results. If you don't do the right thing, you don't get results. Yeah. The scripture, that's the way the scripture works. You get a result. When you hold on to God's word, you get a result. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Like Peter, survived some incredible storms of life. Yeah. Yeah. And says, yes, what I found, the faith of Christ to be when it is put to test. When you put the faith of Christ to test, you get a result. Praise the name of the Lord. And I've come to understand that the faith of Christ is valuable, and that is what you use to trade, you use to do business with Christ, is your faith. Because if you don't have faith in God, you go nowhere. Praise God. And then we're going to be looking at examples of men that had faith in God. Praise God. Then we'll look at 11 verse 4. It says, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and through it he being dead still speak. This is an example of Abel who hold on to God's word, who had faith in God, and God testified of his gift. Praise God. Then verse 5, it said, by faith Enoch was given away so that he did not see death, and was found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Can you boldly beat your chest and say, no, I had faith in God. Like, as I'm talking to the congregation, I'm also talking to myself. That applies to me too. It's not just, like, the word is for me. I've just been wondering about the word since, so over 2 weeks now. And then I've been asking God, what should I talk about? What should I talk about? What should I talk about? And then he was like, okay, talk about this. Many have been moved by the things of the world. Many are thrown away by peer pressure. But when you hold on to the world, is a sure foundation. You never change. I want us to pray a short prayer before we continue. You're going to say, Father, help me to hold my faith in Christ. Help me to hold my faith in Christ. Help me, Lord, to hold my faith in Christ. Let me not be moved by the things of the world. Help me, Lord, to hold my faith in Christ. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. So, six. He says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. There's no way you can please God. Many a times, you keep asking yourself, why haven't God answered my prayer? Why haven't God answered my prayer? The question is, you've not exercised faith. You not exercise faith. Maybe you're exercising your faith in your friend. Maybe you're exercising your faith in the connection and who will help you. And then you're feeling like you're exercising it in God. It's what the scripture is saying. It's about without faith, it is impossible. It's not Moses saying this. It's what the scripture says. It is impossible to please God. Please him. He said, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. For you to come to God, you must have faith in him that he can do it. Not having faith in man, you know, woman can be biased. The woman can be biased and they can say, okay, let me put one leg on man and then put one leg on God. It doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't work that way. The Bible says you can't serve two mammon. Either you for God or you against him. You know, you can't be in between. Am I right?
Yeah.
You can't be in between. Either you're on one side or you're against him. So, he said, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. Yes, he is. That he can do it. He can do it. This season I've just been trusting God. I've been praying for the project I'm on, which Alex knows about, my business that God has given to me, and then I've just been praying, and then I've just been confessing the word that it's going to work out, that the Lord should breathe upon it, the Lord should breathe upon the business, the Lord should expand it, because through the business, we want to use it to touch lives. We've told God that we want to use 10% of what we have to touch lives, to help the less privileged, to help the church. Yeah. And that is why we need to exercise faith that is going to work. Praise God. It's going to work. Praise God. When you're going through challenges, when you're down, when you're going through sickness, you need to exercise faith that he can heal me. Lord, I cast away sickness. I cast away diseases. I take it out of my body. My body is the temple of the Lord. No sickness can find root in my body. No diseases can find root in my body. I declare the blessing of shalom, shalom in my body. I'm healed, I'm whole, I'm hearted. No Kali Roshad about Roshad. You conquer the world. You mortar the world. And then you see it come to pass. Kai, the world works like magic. It works. The word works. Yeah, you need to mortar it. You need to keep saying it. 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 And that is how you exercise faith. Praise God. You exercise faith in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word works. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
He said, and that he is a rewarder. He is a rewarder of those who diligently, he said, diligently seek him. Diligently, you seek him wholeheartedly with all your heart, with all your might. You seek him, and he will show up. He will. Oh, he has never failed. Has God failed?
No.
The question I'm asking: the question, has God failed?
No.
No, he cannot fail. I've seen God do glorious things. I've seen God do mighty things. And that's what he's saying. He's the rewarder. He would always reward your effort. He would always reward all that you do. And that's why you need to hold on to him. I don't know what you're going through at the moment, but what the Bible is saying is that just hold on to him. Hold on. Hold on. You might be going through challenges at the moment. He said, hold on. You might be going through addiction. Addiction. So he's ready to pull you out. He said, hold on. I'm gonna pull you out. I'm gonna take away those addictions. I'm going to take it away from you. Say, hold on. Hold on. I don't know who God is telling. He's speaking to right now. He's saying, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let your faith not be shaken. Let your faith not be shaken. He's talking to someone. He said, hold on to him. And then he's ready. He's ready to help you. He's ready to move you to the next level. Praise the name of the Lord. I hope we have been blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, by faith, Noah being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything we do is by faith. What we're reading today is by faith. And then he's saying that you should hold on to his word. You should hold on to everything you've lost in the past. He's saying that he's saying that you should not worry. You should not worry. Don't worry. Don't be anxious about anything. Don't be anxious. But lay your hold on prayers and then confess the word. Yeah, confess the word. He's ready to help you. He's ready to help you. Praise God. He's ready. Yeah. Our faith begin to reflect deeper knowledge of Jesus. Our lives will begin to change. You begin to see your life change. You begin to see things that naturally you could not do, but when you exercise faith, I remember things that we've seen God come true for us. Yeah, we've seen God come true for us. Yeah, we've seen God come true for us, and I'm just emotional. I don't know, but because I know that God has been so good. Yeah. And when you and I live differently because our faith is growing, those around us will see the difference. When you live differently, when you exercise faith, you see people around you will see the difference. People are watching you. The truth of the matter is, people are watching the way you live your life. People are watching the way you relate with them. The way you exercise faith. They are watching. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, quite literally, your life begins to reflect the image of Christ. It begins to reflect the God kind of life. You begin to see changes. You begin to ask yourself, am I the one that is able to exercise such kind of faith? Yes, that's you. Yeah, he's saying that's you. Yeah. Amen. Your life begin to reflect. It's reflection in our life. That can only happen in a refined faith that has been tested. Praise God. Then see, it is centered on our life for Christ. Peter says, Peter talks about how we love Christ even though we have not seen him. Even though we've not seen Christ, but we just know that Christ exists. We just know that he's there for us. He has been there for us. He has been there for us. The existence of our faith is that it does not require our sight or proof. It does not, it's not until when you see this phone that you know that he can do it. Praise God. You don't need to see it before you can believe it. You don't need to see it before you can believe it. When you see it, that means it's not faith. When you see it, it's not faith. You don't need to see it. You just have to believe it. Yeah. That's why he's saying believe the word.
Yeah.
Believe the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Faith is a reality. just because something is not seen does not negate its existence. Just because you can't see doesn't mean it's not there. That it won't come to pass. That it won't come to pass. I'm just trying to remember. I've learned to exercise. Okay. I don't know. Something happened. I think last month. I told myself that I need an iPhone Mac. I need an Apple MacBook Pro. And then I imagined it in my brain. I said, no, I need to give myself a MacBook Pro. I believed it first. At that moment, the resources wasn't there. That was last month. I believed it first. And I told my wife that I need a MacBook Pro. I said, I need a MacBook Pro. And I began to keep saying it. I kept saying it. I said, I need a MacBook Pro. I said, it's time. I need a MacBook Pro. I need it. It has to come now. It has to come. And then, not until last week, and then it came. The resources. You have to believe. I have a whole lot to say. You have to believe it first. When you believe it first, you keep muttering, keep saying it. Over time, it will come. It will come. If you are desiring a baby, if you are trusting God for a child, if you are trusting God for one thing or the other, believe it. Have faith in God. And keep muttering it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. And over time, it will come to pass. Praise the name of the Lord. Hope we are blessed today. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you for such a time like this to be in your presence. We do not take you for granted. We thank you because men have been changed. Men have been transformed. Glory be to your holy name. We thank you because this week is blessed. This week is favored. We give you all the glory. Thank you, blessed Father. For in Jesus'